This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress is back to work today, and that farm bill is still sitting on the to-do list. In a surprise outcome last month, the House rejected a bill similar to a version already passed by the Senate. And now, as Sarah McCammon reports, there's talk of splitting the bill in two.
For decades, the nation's farm bill has brought together members of Congress from urban districts with rural lawmakers focused on farm policy. Congressman Steve King of Iowa is a Republican member of the House Agriculture Committee. He supported the farm bill that failed in the House last month.
There's a level of codependency on each of the policy. It requires the people from the cities to support some kind of ag policy if they're going to get their nutrition piece, and vice versa.
But lately, that relationship seems to have hit a rough patch. The House bill cut more than $20 billion from nutrition programs. That was too much for many Democrats, but not enough for some Republicans. So now conservative lawmakers want to split up the two major parts of the farm bill. But advocates for both issues are saying that's not going to work. Mary Kay Thatcher is with the American Farm Bureau Federation.
So it's been a marriage that's worked quite well, and we don't want to see it split.
With the current farm bill expiring at the end of September, House negotiators have just a few weeks to work out their differences. I'm Sarah McCammon for Marketplace.